In the last month, Americans watched as two high-profile people acknowledged publicly that their cancers have returned. In late March, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow discovered that his cancer had returned after his colon was removed 2 years ago. Snow's cancer is considered stage four on a scale of five stages. With each increase in stage, the chances of a cure are lowered. The wife of presidential candidate John Edwards faces similar odds in her fight against breast cancer. Now in stage four of the disease, Elizabeth Edwards revealed her cancer has spread. While it is still treatable, it is not considered curable. In many cases, a combination of chemotherapy, radiation, and powerful drugs can prolong life. But Dr. Michael Fish of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, says there are no guarantees.
It is not possible to make an accurate prediction about an individual and whether their cancer will come back or not.
Cancer death rates in the United States have dropped 2 years in a row. That is hopeful news for those cancer survivors who make it past the first 5 years and then another five. But Dr. Fish says it is not unusual for patients to find the cancer has returned years later.
That patient's risk of recurrence doesn't go away at 5 years or 6 years or 10 years. Certainly, the longer things go well for you, the better.
Research has shown that terminally ill patients in advanced stages of the disease often believe their chances of survival are better than they really are. While doctors say hope can help, it can also lead patients to pursue aggressive treatment that prolongs pain and suffering. Physicians often estimate end of life will come sooner than the patient thinks it will. But when the reality of death becomes apparent, most patients say they want to know the truth. Melinda Smith, VOA News.